T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But Major League Baseball is having this conversation right now. They're throwing the possibility that we may be able to play baseball this summer. And they're coming up with whatever way in Arizona. And they do it as a group. We have all 30 teams out there, and they play in all these different fields. So we wanted to talk to a baseball player about this and about the possibility of doing it. And we found a pretty good one in Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers, outfielder, and, of course, the MVP in 2018. Christian, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing the best we can. I mean, you bored yet?
Oh, yeah. It's been bored for a few weeks, but like you said, we're doing the best we can and, just trying to stay inside, hopefully end this thing as quick as possible.
So you've heard about this. Go ahead, Christian.
No, so you're out in California, right?
Yeah.
So is it how bad is it in California? Because I see you're playing catch out in the streets. You're acting like you're a 10-year-old kid, you know. I mean, are people shaming you when they see you outside playing catch?
Wow.
No, I mean, it's been all good. I'm just playing catch with my brother, so we're all together anyway. So it's not like we're, causing trouble or anything like that. It actually seems to be okay out here, but it's hard to say just because we've been inside the whole time. Obviously, California's had the stay-at-home order for quite some time now, and it seems to be like it's getting a little better. But I've tried not to pay too much attention to the news or everything that's going on. Like you said, it's been pretty wild times.
All right, we're talking to Christian Yelich. Christian, I'm curious, what is the communication you're having right now? You know, whether it be with teammates or leagues, what are you hearing as far as how your league is handling this or going to handle it?
Just a lot of the same stuff that everybody's heard. I think nobody really knows a start date or when that would even be a possibility. So that's the most challenging thing. It's like, it's hard to plan for when we're going to start when you don't know when we're going to start. And then that impacts schedule. And there's a lot of options, and it all just depends on when we're able to start and really if we're able to start. But I think from the player's point of view, we all want to play obviously, but we want to make sure that it's safe and that it's the right time to do it.
So what do you think about the plan of all the teams move out for 4.5 months to Arizona? You play in one place where there's air conditioning, but all of the other fields are minor league fields. It gets a little warm, as you know, in Arizona in the summertime. A little hot, it's dry heat. And you're all going to operate out of hotels out there. And you're going to have to go back and forth, let's say, with bus transportation. You're not really going to connect with the rest of the world. You're going out there for 4.5 months to play baseball before zero fans.
Yeah, I saw that last night. It was the first, I think late last night, it was the first time I'd actually heard of that plan. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of guys and guys have been talking about it today, obviously. I think there's a lot of challenges to that plan. I don't think that's the one that they for sure, like, this is what we're going with. I could be wrong in that. I probably have to look into it a little bit more, but I think it'd be definitely challenging. Now, maybe that's something that we have to do just because of the times we're in, and if that's our only option to play, then maybe it's our only option to play. But I think there's definitely a lot of hurdles and challenges that have to be thought through. I mean, like you said, keeping guys quarantined for 4.5 months away from their families and all that. I mean, I'm a single guy, so it's less of a problem for me, but there's other guys that have wives and kids and everything like that. So I don't know if they're not going to want to be with them for 4.5 months. The challenges of keeping everybody in the same spot, you know, just how it's going to work logistically with the fields and how you're going to do it. What happens if somebody gets the virus? There's a lot of things you have to work through, the availability of tests. And I know some of that was mentioned in, I think it was Passan's article last night, maybe. I think some of that was mentioned in there. It depends on the availability of tests. You know, our guys are going to be willing to do it. Like you said, it's hot. It's minor league facility. I thought that they were going to have us be sitting in the stands like 6 feet apart from each other, kind of in like solo timeout. So that'd be kind of interesting. I mean, you know, there's advantages to playing for sure. You know, you provide a distraction in the challenging time, but I think there's obviously some hurdles that have to be, you know, crossed before we kind of get farther down that road.
So Christian, since they, I guess, postponed spring training, you haven't heard from your team at all? I mean, they've given you no communication whatsoever?
Nothing formal. There's been some informal talks or guys just floating ideas or talking through it and just seeing if we're going to play at all, or not going to play, when you think we're going to start, just stuff like that. But there's nothing that's come down from the team, MLB, the union, or anything that says, hey, this is when we're going to start, this is what we're looking to do. It's just all a lot of contingency stuff and kind of just waiting to see what happens with the federal guidelines and the individual state guidelines and everything with the CDC to kind of see what's going to be a possibility and what's not. And guys, like, I think it came out probably a couple weeks ago, you know, how guys were going to be compensated, what they're going to do with service time in the event that there's no season. So, I mean, there's a very real chance that we don't play as much as there is that we do play. You know, I think it's probably 50-50.
All right, we're talking to 2018 National League MVP and Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich. Christian, one thing I'm curious on what your thoughts are, because a lot of people say when they do come back, it's an opportunity for baseball to kind of maybe make some changes and see how that goes over. I thought Joe Maddon was talking about different things, but you know, overtime rules, extra innings rather, 10th inning, put a guy at second, electric umpires, just all these different changes. I still want a pitch clock. I think the pitchers, they're killing me. But how would you feel about some of the changes in the game of baseball? Trying to maybe take an opportunity to try them.
Yeah, well, if there's ever going to be a year or a time to try new things and get creative, it's this year. It's obviously going to be, regardless of if we play or not, like if we do end up playing, it's going to be here regardless of when we start. It's just the reality of it. So why not try things and see if they work, see if they don't, see if it generates interest, see if people like it. I think it can't hurt. And like you said, it's if you're going to do something new, there's no better time than right now.
Is there anything particularly you would do? Are you a pitch clock guy? Are you at double headers? Like, what kind of interests you as a player?
Well, for this year, I think it'd be cool. We'd have to probably explore the double header component, just to see how many games we can get in, and that probably depends on a start day. I'm for doing something for extra innings because it's already going to be a condensed schedule. So if we do end up playing, then you probably have to find a way to have a tiebreaker or to limit extra innings as much as possible, just because the workload on guys is already going to be so high and probably going to be less off days. There's going to be a lot more games and a more condensed period. So you don't really want to get into those 15, 16, 17 inning games in this kind of year. And it's a time to try things, whether that be putting a guy in second or home run derby as a tiebreaker or whatever you come up with. You know, I'd like to see something like that if we end up going and playing a really condensed schedule with a lot of games.
Hey, how much time do you think you would need to get ready? Okay, so they haven't given you any indication of when they're going to start up. It's just a lot. You're basically finding out stuff just like we are, reading articles online or watching TV. So let's say they say, okay, listen, we're going to start on this date. How much time do you need to get ready to play a regular season real game, not a spring training game? How much time do you need to get ready?
I probably think 2 to 3 weeks of spring training. You guys have tried to stay in shape, and we're not too far removed from a spring. I think the biggest thing would be for pitchers, just having them build up. A position player, guys, 2-3 weeks would be plenty. I'm not so sure about the pitching side. We probably need expanded rosters and all that for a little while to make sure that guys don't get hurt, don't blow out, and just a quick ramp up. You know, it's something that nobody has done before. And obviously, you want to get back to playing as soon as possible once you get the go-ahead. But I think 2 to 3 weeks would probably be sufficient, and we give guys enough time to get themselves where they need to be.
So is it true that one of the toughest things about being away from the game is actually losing time with Brock Holt?
I FaceTimed with Brock the other day. I was texting him this morning, actually. He's actually a really good guy. And I knew him a little bit before we were teammates, and we really got along then, and being teammates with him is awesome.
He's a good
I know you guys are like familiar him. With him over there in Boston, but we're glad to have him, and we're definitely looking forward to playing together at some point this year.
You're going to like him, and he was a great guy here when it came to charity and the Jimmy Fund that we're all involved in. We're talking with Christian Yelich of the Milwaukee Brewers. So everything has changed in our lives when you think about it, Christian. In a matter of 3 or 4 weeks, we have the great unknown. You were just talking about, you've talked to people, but nobody knows anything. And going forward, they're talking about how life is going to change forever. So when you think about it as a professional baseball player, the contact that you have with other players, you were just talking about one of the plans is to put you up in the stands, not in the dugout, so that you don't have direct contact with your players. But you hit a home run. Everybody's high-fiving. You're hugging people. A game-winning home run at the end, a game-winning hit, and everybody's hugging each other at home plate. You sign autographs, and you're coming in contact with fans. How much do you, as you look at this, that say to yourself, everything is going to change in your life, in all of our lives?
Yeah, I mean, I think life will get back to normal at some point. Maybe in the immediate future, it's going to be a little different until we get a handle on this thing. But
we get a vaccine, right.
Yeah. When you look back in history, there's been pandemics before, and life's returned to normal. But it's definitely going to take some time, and you might have to alter your lifestyle and what you do on a daily basis for a minute until, like you said, there's a vaccine or a really good way to handle something like this, because obviously we've seen the kind of impact it can have. But, we're all kind of, like you said earlier, we're figuring it out together and taking it day by day. And when new info becomes available, then we're taking it in. And I think that's probably just the best way to go about it.
Yeah, so here's the other thing. So we're all trying to figure out, how if the season is postponed, it starts late, maybe it could go into end of October, late October, or even into, late November. So what are your thoughts like of playing playoff games or even a World Series at a neutral site, warm weather city, or in some area where there's a dome, right? Well, how would you feel about that?
I think we're all kind of open to whatever's going to let us play, right? Like if we got to do that, then we've got to do that.
So it's not a big deal, right?
No, I mean, it's not. It won't be that big of a deal. I think it's something that if you want to play and those are the terms that you have to play under for a year, then so be it. And everybody's kind of working together. MLB, the players, everybody would like something to happen, and they just want to make sure that it's a viable option. And it's already been a really unique year, and no matter what kind of season we end up playing, it's going to be a unique season, and there's going to be things that have never happened before that end up happening. And I think you just got to be open-minded to it and do the best you can.
So we're talking to Christian Yelich here. Christian, I'm curious your opinion, because we saw sort of things got put on hold. There is a little investigation going on here in Boston with the Red Sox. We saw the reaction, and I felt rightfully so, from the Houston Astros. Are you sort of waiting to find out what the league tells you about what the Red Sox did? Do you expect a similar reaction in that finding?
Honestly, I forgot about it, we're going to be completely honest. It's kind of been a lot of stuff that's gone down, but who knows when that's going to come out.
Right.
Happened with Houston and all the all that aftermath and fallout from that, but we'll see. Like I said, there's a lot going on right now. I don't know when the commissioner's going to end up getting around to that. He's probably trying to figure out when he's going to put a season on, but time will tell. Just as a player, I've heard things that were, whether they're what was actually happening or what wasn't from guys around the league. And I don't know if I anticipate similar. I just really just don't know, and I don't want to speculate on something that I don't know, but I think it'll end up coming out eventually from these guys.
Well, that's pretty interesting, though, that you mentioned that you forgot about it, and I think we all did, and yet I don't think I've ever seen other players more pissed off at fellow athletes in their same sport than guys were when they found out what the Astros were doing.
It was something that was unique. I've only been on two teams, but we've never participated on anything like that or even went down that road. And those guys made that choice. And when you make a choice like that, then you have to be willing to live with the consequences. And in this situation, the consequences were pretty heavy. And I'm sure Chris, you can speak on this, but as an athlete, as a player, the people whose opinion that you care about the most are your peers, your teammates, people that you compete against. And, I think guys felt slighted in that. You kind of saw the fall and the reactions throughout the league during our brief spring training.
Yeah, I got a random question. You're a pretty mellow guy. You know, I don't think you've ever rushed the mound or anything like that. Have you ever gotten like a brawl? Because I'm curious, like, if you ever rushed the mound, one, and two, have you ever been so pissed off at a pitcher that you told one of your pitchers to hit one of their guys? Does that happen? Has it happened?
And names, please.
Yeah. I've never charged the mound, but there's definitely that unwritten rule in baseball where, like, everyone likes to talk about the unwritten rules and where things are handled. And I don't want to say one way or the other, but baseball has a way of taking care of itself if it needs to be taken care of. I've never been a guy to charge them out. I am definitely a laid back person, but I'm a
wait, have you ever practiced that? Like, let's say you do, because I feel like you would have to practice that. No, I'm not even kidding. Like, hockey guys in hockey, they fight, okay, and it's not like their first fight, so they practice and they box. So I would assume if I am rushing the mound, would you be one of the guys that sprints and doesn't stop, or would you sprint and then stop all of a sudden?
Well, the thing about charging the mound is it's over quick, right? I mean, you've got about 5 seconds before you're at the bottom of a mass of humanity. So I think each guy gets probably one swing in and then it's over for them. And then you've got the fallout fights that are sprinkled on throughout the thing, depending on how much bad blood there is and what actually led up to the fight. But you don't practice it. I think it's just one of those things that happens and you black out and you're gone. I can't say because I've never done it, but
use your helmet. Use your helmet.
Bring the bat with you.
Throw it at him.
Yeah, the bat. Yeah. If you take the bat with you, you got a huge advantage.
Well, that's an unwritten rule, though. You can't bring the bat.
You get about a year timeout probably from that too. So probably got to leave the bat behind.
We've been telling our guy Lou here for years he should write a book on the unwritten rules of baseball. I got one more question on the Astros situation, because the thing I can't figure out, when we found out that they were actually hitting the side of trash cans and that was signaling exactly what was being thrown, did any players, did you ever have conversations with guys saying, why is it every time we play in Houston, you can hear the side of the trash can? There's somebody in the stands. What is somebody doing?
We never did because I was in the National League. They're obviously in the American League. So I don't think we played them that year in Houston. I think they came to us in Miami, but
did any player ever talk about it?
I was never familiar with it until this whole thing came out, but I wasn't in the same league as them and we didn't play them obviously in the playoffs, or we never went to Houston or anything like that. So I wasn't as exposed to it, or I didn't know that this whole thing was even going on, or there was suspicion throughout the league about them leading up, just probably because we just didn't play them, so it never really came across our radar.
It's just so hard to believe that other players didn't talk to other players and talk about, you should hear it, what happens when you go to Houston, you hear this trash can, you know? You used to have the old guy in the Tom Toms used to play it out in Cleveland, and you'd hear that noise, you know? It's crazy, you'd hear it. Christian, thank you very much. We really appreciate you spending some time with us here in Boston. Stay safe out there in California, and hopefully you'll get back to playing baseball here soon enough.
Thanks, guys. You guys as well.
All right, see you, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, take it easy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.